Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we finished with our study of verse 15, and Dr. Bloom was closing out chapter 2. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Stand when the earth shall crumble,
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
What appeals to the flesh? What really gets people going, boy? That's it. What appeals to the flesh? Don't let that be your arm. And whose heart departeth from the Lord. So again, have that a repulsion against relying on the flesh. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. Verse 10, the Lord searched the heart. He says, I, the Lord, search the heart. I, the Lord, search the heart. God searches your heart, my heart. And so I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Look, God knows the thoughts, the motives, the intents of the heart. The pastor, his warfare must be a spiritual warfare when he or the local church is under attack. We must use the scripture. It is a sword, stick by the word of God, rightly divided as a shield and a faith, to defend the God-led decisions that we made that have lined up and as they line up with the scriptures. Using the office to bring public attack against another and a personal attack, not a biblical, he will receive the despising. Satan will try to deceive your emotions. This responsibility, as concerns the pastor, is of utmost importance because he has been charged with the oversight of the local church that God has established. The Lord gives you as a pastor God-given authority. But that authority is in the things of God, the ways of God, not your personal preferences and desires. They must be the desires of the Lord. You must be led of God and operate in his authority. That's why, let no man despise thee. Many seem to say that Titus is a young man and he is being warned not to make immature, youthful mistakes. Think of this in light of behavior that becometh holiness. Therefore, to speak authoritatively with reproof, rebuke, exhortation, then don't follow the world. Don't allow your life and person to contradict what you preach. Speak the truth in love, but it is absolutely the truth. And never try to sanitize the actions of the flesh, especially under the guise of spiritual context, that somehow in your mind justifies the works of the flesh. Verse 15 is simply laying a foundation for chapter 3 as it addresses pastoral responsibility. Now, my friend, I've spent this time here on chapter 2, and here we're coming to a conclusion of chapter 2. The pastors out there, you and I, we have a great responsibility. I have a great responsibility, even on this radio broadcast. You do too, and look, let's stick to the Word of God. We've got the very Holy Spirit of God indwelling us, and His Word to be taught us by the Holy Spirit and to lead us by the power of God. Therefore, my friend, let's stay true. Let's promise God to stay true. My friend, you're a Christian out there. The world has a strong sway. Its temptations are great. But will you decide today that no matter if the world hates me, even if family rejects me, and I know what it is to have family turn on me, I know what it is to be the object of conversation that is not positive from people that were formerly close friends, people I thought I could trust in any situation, deceived, betrayed, yet never betrayed as my Lord was betrayed. Oh, yes, those things happen. They happen in life. But you see, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Know Him. Ask the Lord to reveal more of Himself to you. Ask the Lord for His wisdom, not worldly wisdom. For perception, deep perception of His truth and His Word. And if you're a pastor, you're a preacher listening, be a student of the Word. Ask God to teach it to you as you study it. And commit the rest of your life to be a student of the Word and to proclaim what your teacher, the Holy Spirit, teaches you through His Word. Will you do that? My friend, your church member, will you be an encouragement to those that are studying the Word of God? To preach to you, to teach you. So we said earlier about that handshake, a little bit of cash, maybe a gift card. Encourage them. But on the other hand, one of the great encouragements to your pastor will be the encouragement that is the great encouragement to your Lord God. That is sold out commitment, no matter what, no matter what the trial. No matter what the affliction, no matter what the opposition, you'll have that attitude that Daniel had when he purposed in his heart that he would not sin against God. He was willing to die for the simple thing of not eating what was called unclean meat and alcoholic beverage that the king had ordered it. He wasn't going to do it. He disobeyed the command to not pray to any other god except King Darius. But guess what? They threw him in a lion's den. He would not change. He had a purpose. So my Christian friend, will you do this? Will you ask God to give you a purpose? So I said, August I'll be 73 years old. And I may not even be here in August. Okay, so, and neither, you may not be. Youngest told us, we don't know. But I do want to number my days. I want them to count. And I want to know God's purpose in everything and commit myself to it. Will you do that? Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, I pray that the people listening now that I know mostly we have saved people. Lord, if there are unsaved people, I pray they'd go to our website and listen as I present the plan of salvation on our website at centralbaptistocala.org. But Lord, right now, I would like for the people that do know you to say, you know, through this study here, especially here as we've looked at the verse 15 and these verses leading up to that, I want to commit myself to fulfill those things and do those things that God would have me to do. But in addition, Lord, show me your purpose for my life. Show me a purpose you want me to fulfill in the rest of my days and to do it in the power of God and His Holy Spirit, walking with you daily. And Lord, if you'll show me, I'll do it without reservation and continue to do it till you take me home or you tell me to stop. But Lord, your will, your way, your timing, I want that to be the all in all of my life, Jesus Christ. And I would ask this in that name above every name, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. My friend, if you just prayed that prayer and you meant it, you just prayed it with me, you prayed in agreement there with me, you amened it, God spoke to your heart over these last several days, then will you just write us and let us know. You can email us through our website. Our announcer will give that to you here in a few minutes, or you can send us a letter. We love the letters and the emails. We love those things. You'll notice I don't ask for money here. None of us involved in this ministry get paid for the Lamp and Light radio broadcast. We do it because we feel it's a call of God. I feel like men like Brother Vaught, Richard Vaught, Brother Mark Hopper, they've got far more than I have in blessings from God as far as what they've accomplished, how God is using them. They're blessings. They really are. They really are. They mean so much to me. And if God hadn't given those men, this Lamp and Light ministry may not have ever been. So God used those men and they gave themselves to the Lord. Maybe a preacher needs somebody as yourself, that gift that God's given you can be used as well. So write us and let us know as our announcer gives it. And as I said, we don't ask for money here. If you do send money, I do tell you this, what we'll do with that money is it won't go in my pocket. It won't go in those men's pockets, but it will go to our machinery, our things, the technical things, all of that that will make us be able to continue broadcasting the Word of God around the world. I hope that you'll be a part of that ministry as well, but only as God leads. Ask the Lord. Never send us a tithe. Your tithe belongs to your local church. But an offering, yes. An offering God laid on your heart, that is something above a tithe. Then, yes, we will accept that. Well, I want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. I hope that you'll ask your friends to listen, because that's how the Lamp and Light grows. And my friend, please allow the lamp of God's Word to be the light that you follow today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.